Hey, people, this is episode 129, and it's the first time that the Badger's back in like 4 weeks.
Hey, Badger.
Hey, what's up, boys?
And it's the first time that these two have been with me on an intro since
80.
Like a year. Yeah. It seems like over a year. That said, like always, we're sponsored by the same old people at the Beer Sauce Shop. We need to get back up there.
Yeah.
And haven't done anything with them in a while. And that's 318 Mid Rivers Mall Drive. We're also sponsored by Bomber Jackets. Alex and I exchanged some conversation a couple weeks ago, and he's ready to come back on.
Nice.
We just need to go see him. And
way overdue.
We should journey down to him in the city. Like on a Saturday.
I don't know about recording on a Saturday, though. We should pick a day. We did like a Tuesday night, and it wasn't so bad.
Maybe a Friday night. I just want an excuse to stay downtown and drink for a while.
I'm down.
I like your negotiations there.
I'm down. Yeah. Yeah. And also, you know, you heard last week, you heard Aaron Conway for the author of Waking the Weaver. Go buy his book on the old Amazons or the Barnes & Nobles, either one of those. And we're still, well, I guess we didn't mention this in the episode, but coming up in September is CapeCon. I told Josh we'd plug him all the time on that. Josh and Colin Bunn are putting that on. So it is.
Oh, really?
That's who's helped organize it.
That's in September?
That's in September 29th. I'm going to get my tickets here probably tonight, and we're going to go do that. Well, at least I'm going to go do that. But that said, hey, we lost our bet. We got to make a trip down to Springfield per our bet.
That's true.
I'll be going next week. You guys just want to tag along?
Yeah, maybe. No, because my grandparents have been married for 65 years. That's kind of a big deal.
Probably
so beautiful.
One. Kind of a big deal. So, yeah. So you.
What if he says, it's over?
That would be awesome.
65 and I'm out.
Yeah, so all that having been said, hey, let's also update people. You know, you can always find us at PCBombcast.com or at PCBombcast all across all the social medias. You can find me at Bohannon00. You can find my wife. I was about to come with my WAP, a kind of a nation of the wife.
Is she Italian?
Yeah. So you can find her at MJ Bunani on Twitter, I believe.
Yep. Sounds
and,
right.
And you can find John at, where are you at again?
Jam Bender J.
Staying that way. That's good.
I'm thinking about changing it to The Bender, inspired by, I guess, episode.
Definitely that.
Yeah, The Bender's a good one.
Yeah.
We've got to make some plans before you guys roll out. Oh, by the way, at Humbletown, right?
Damn right.
And we've got to make some plans for our kind of spinoff stuff. And you guys need to start laying down plans for your the Bender and the Badger.
Yeah.
So let's all that having been said, here comes our music. Or actually, here comes our explosion in a few seconds. And then we'll see you next week. We are back, and just a little bit before we came down here, the man all the way to my right brought up a good point. It's been 4 weeks since we've sat together, and you've been off the grid.
I have?
No.
But
we just haven't seen you. So that said, we are fully hosted today. So to my left, really close to my left now, would be the lovely Flop.
Hello.
That means directly across from me, sorta, is the Bender.
Yep.
And then last but not least, 4 weeks removed, would be the Silver Badger.
What's up, party people?
Yeah, so where you been for 4 weeks, my man?
I committed pot adultery.
He did. He did it. He not only has he been MIA for us, in that time period, he did another podcast.
Yeah. I did see him like 2 weeks ago. We went to Innsbruck. You skipped out on the
podcast. Yeah. What happened there?
It was, I had forgotten all about it until you reminded me. And then every year, it's our first softball game.
Yeah. I looked at the weather and I saw it was going to be semi okay. I was like, no, Jeremy's not coming.
It was awful.
Yeah, I know, but it was. You were able to play.
And then, none of us expected it. And then the next week, we played with a wind chill of 15.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. And we got our games in Friday night just before the rains came. Mm-hmm. Apparently, we're a bad weather team because I think our combined scores for the 3 weeks right now is like 90 to 15.
Wow. Yeah. Like the Cardinals playing the Reds, huh?
Yeah. No doubt. No doubt. Yeah. So we've been putting a whooping on them right now, currently. But nobody wants to hear about that.
No.
So let's play catch up because I haven't seen Bender either in a few weeks. Well, at least not for the podcast.
Yeah. A lot of stuff going on in my life. My wife talked us into getting another dog.
When did this happen?
I guess 3 weeks ago.
Boy, she gets pregnant.
Wait, you've had a dog for 3 weeks, and this is the first we're hearing about it?
Yeah.
I haven't even seen
Rachel just announced that she was pregnant on Facebook, like, last week.
Well, I don't want to raise the ire of Rachel, but I think we knew at this point.
Yeah. But nobody else, like, if you don't hang out with us, you like, Rachel went to her cousin's baby shower yesterday.
She doesn't sound pregnant over the phone.
Nobody in her family on that side knew that she was having a kid.
Oh.
No, shit. No doubt.
Well, here's the thing.
And we knew the day you knew.
I saw you guys on Friday, and I said, hey, what's going on? Neither one of you guys mentioned a dog.
Look,
I'm very mad about this right now.
I was chasing my daughter all day on Friday.
Oh,
and
you were not.
Yes, I was. I was off.
Oh, she thought you meant at the game.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. When I got there at the game, I just wanted to drink. I had had two beers at Good News Brewery, and then just wanted to pound the shit out of the rest of those beers.
And I only saw you for like 5 minutes at the
game. Well, then, Kelly hurt herself. Then Rachel, of course, wasn't feeling good again. And then it started to rain.
I don't remember Kelly hurting herself.
I meant Jenna.
I know what you meant. So, details on the dog.
It's some sort of mutt thing. They said it was half Chihuahua, but it's not.
I gotta tell you, I'm feeling the love.
Half
right now.
Chihuahua? How big is this dog?
What's the
it's
other supposed, half?
It's 11 pounds now. She's a month old, and I don't think she's going to get much bigger than that. She just got spayed on last Friday, so she's got a donut.
How often do you kick her because she's so small?
She's pretty quick. She's, you know, she gets out of the way. She's Jeremiah's dog, so he does most of the taking care of her.
Can we stop speeding in pronouns and get a proper noun for this
pronouns,
dog?
Her name's Zero.
Zero.
Yeah.
Zero. Of you wanting this dog?
Yeah.
Zero.
She's cute,
hero.
Though. I like her.
Why Zero? What was his justification for Zero?
Oh, he was going through different names, and it popped into my head.
I thought he was about to say he was going through a phase.
Yeah. It popped in my head. I was like, why not Zero? Because he was trying to think of something cool. And then I was like, I've heard that before. It's the dog from A Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh.
Okay. I had to look it up. But anyways, so he liked it. So that's her name. She's cute. She's pretty good. Almost potty trained.
Well,
he does like 75% of the work.
Good.
Rachel makes weird decisions pregnant, apparently.
Yeah, it's fucking nuts.
Yeah.
I should ask her to borrow money.
Also, just so you know, every time that we've spent with Rachel since this pregnancy's happened, she reaffirms my theory that she's the worst pregnant person in the world.
She hates life.
Yeah.
So much.
Yeah. She really does.
She yelled at me.
And she she wears it like a badge, too. She lets you know. This is not good for me. This is not a good look for me. But we
don't
crack
think it's
up.
A good feeling either.
Well, probably not.
I tell her, I'm like, you suck at being pregnant. Yeah.
I don't ever feel a thing. I don't know why you guys bitched about
it. I know. Everybody's yelling at me. I'm like, I did my job. I did half the work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just kidding. Good thing she doesn't listen to this.
I was waiting for her to chime in on the defense of women everywhere. You represent all the women's in the world on this podcast.
Really, all the minorities.
Yeah. Not a good representation for minorities. She's kind of racist. Yeah.
And we also
calls women. See you next Tuesday on this show.
Yeah. And then we also we skipped out last week because Hamilton, and it was amazing.
That's right. Yeah. So last week, what I would like to say was a good podcast, but. Aaron was nervous at first, and I had drank enough whiskey that it apparently that's not a good mix for me on a podcast because it was like I took Adderall and I kept talking like this and I wouldn't shut up. And I was like,
I listened to the first 15 minutes and then I got busy.
Yeah.
And so I haven't had a chance to
he
go back.
He got disinterested,
and
is what he meant to say.
No, I was at work. I legitimately got slammed at work.
Get busy, son.
No, there's none of that.
Right. Store's closed, son.
So it was fun. I mean, I'm glad AC came on. I think we'll have him on again.
Cool.
You know, it's cool to hear him talk about the book and stuff. So, also, we have a podcast Tuesday night if you can make it.
Maybe
Ken Caltera. I think that's how you pronounce the name. He's a local. He's got a Conversations with Ken podcast. He's also a director.
Ken,
that's
the documentary guy.
Ken.
Okay.
Yes, the documentary guy.
Wasn't that supposed to be last week?
Yeah.
Yes, but you guys had something and. It was getting late, and I had not done a lot of research. Oh, and the Cardinal game. Customers. I had some customer things.
Sure.
So I ended up not doing it at all. So I was like, it was opening day. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so, yeah, I was like, well, we'll just reschedule. So
it depends on what time I have to drop the boys off at soccer practice on Tuesdays. But maybe.
All right. Well, let's quit talking about all that stuff. Let's jump into some other stuff. Oh, I did have one story I wanted to tell you guys. I've been keeping this one in my hip pocket. I've been wanting to tell Missy about it for a while, but, you know, the first really sunny day we had last week, I think it was a week or two ago.
Yeah, last Wednesday.
Yeah, so I was driving home from work.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful day. I come up on a guy in a convertible.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Top down. And he's on his cell phone. Mm-hmm. And he's kind of crouched down. And my instant thought as I was approaching him was like, what a prick. Those people on the other end are not enjoying this phone conversation because they can't hear it because of the wind. Mm-hmm. So I honked. And right, got right up next to him and just laid on the floor. My in best case scenario for me is he would have went, and juggled the phone and it would have went flying.
Oh, yeah.
Worst case scenario, or at least the least minor, I pictured him telling the person on the other end, ah, oh, I can't hear you. Some asshole's honking, and that person going, oh, yeah, and you're in a convertible with the top down. So yeah.
Or he could have swerved, got scared, swerved, lost control, and died.
Oh, see, I didn't even think of that one.
Yeah. Or he could have pulled out his 38 special and put two in you.
I don't think. Well, he did look like an upper middle class yuppie, so he might have had a protecting
gun. Oh, yeah, he definitely got a gun.
Yeah, yeah, so.
I just picture this guy being smaller than me.
He looked like a normal sized guy. He looked like he was a distinguished 50-year-old man, mid 50s probably. But the ridiculousness of trying to handheld cell phone for one, leaned it down because of the wind. I'm like, there's something causing that, jackass. You're in a convertible. So
maybe the top was broken and doesn't go up.
He just kind of flashed a look in my direction, and I was just smiling. So I don't know. I you know, that was,
you should have like flipped him the bird.
Oh, I should have. Well, I thought, is one of the bigger asshole moments I've had in the last few months, so I'm kind of stuck. My job was done.
Yeah.
So, all right, we're jumping in. Are you ready?
Show.
All right, first thing I brought to talk about, I only brought a couple of things. Jumping into the world of wrestling, but not as deep as to alienate Bender or Missy, but today, Missy and I finally caught up on the Andre the Giant documentary.
I just finished it right before I came over.
Oh.
I've never watched it.
It should. It's very entertaining.
It is. I'm going to get to my rating. The highlights of it for me was the Hogan WrestleMania 3 stuff. You knew that was going to be heavily profiled. That even got me a little emotional watching it, the way they were talking about it. Uh-huh. And then Tim White's tears almost got brought tears to my eyes, too, when he was talking about no one being there with Andre when he died.
And then followed that up with cutting to Vince and the guy, the documentarian, just asking him, do you remember your last conversation with Andre? And him being very honest and saying, no, I don't. Because they, as Vince alluded to earlier in the documentary,
had a falling out. Yeah. Overall, I thought it was good. I gave it like a 5 out of 6 in the 6-pack scale. Not a 6. It wasn't as awesome as I wanted it to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's because so many of those stories I've heard so many times. Like there was nothing new that took me off guard or anything.
The only thing that was new for me was, and I give it probably a 4 out of 6, because the same thing you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't really grip me emotionally until the very end.
Yeah.
But I didn't know his relationship. I, for some reason, I always thought he was married. I didn't know his daughter was, he was estranged from, I guess, his booty call.
I didn't know that either. I thought he had more than one kid. I didn't know it was just the one.
I knew he just had one daughter, but I thought that he was married, happily married for some reason, and I guess not.
No, said he had a surrogate family that he essentially paid to live on his house while he wasn't there.
Yeah.
But they became his friends. They became good friends. Missy, being a person who doesn't watch wrestling except when I quote-unquote force her to.
When I leave the room and Monday Night Raw is on, I just left the room for 10 seconds.
So what did you think overall, not knowing much about Andre?
I didn't. All of those stories were new to me. So I would give it a 5 out of 6 just because it was all new to me. And I was emotionally invested in it from the beginning because I said in the very beginning, I bet his life was really lonely. Not because he wasn't surrounded by people, but no one knows how his life is as being 7+ feet.
Seven
tall.
Whatever. Five,
no one knows what he had to mentally go through.
Well, I think Tim White said that, at the time in the 70s, Muhammad Ali was probably him and Andre, the two most famous people in the world. And Muhammad Ali could at least put on a trench coat, put on a hat, and maybe blend in a little bit where Andre couldn't
hide. His exact way, and it was the best way he phrased it, he goes, he couldn't even hide in the back of a car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because he was so freaking big.
Oh, boss.
But one thing I did like that they brought in Rob Reiner and Billy Crystal.
That was great.
And Kerry Ewells. Yeah. Who's aging. And Missy said it. He's aging well.
He is.
Still a damn looking guy.
He has a lot of makeup on him, I thought.
Yeah, maybe, but still looks good.
How come he never looked at the camera? You always saw that was weird too.
Also, like, it's hard for me to look at Robin Wright now and not just think she's a cold-hearted bitch from watching House of Cards.
Oh yeah, I've like, never watched it.
I forgot she was in Princess Bride, and she was so nice.
Yeah. I've never seen Princess Bride, but
what? Are you serious?
And my sister bought it for me for Christmas like 2 years ago.
We may make a podcast out of it because the girls haven't watched it yet either.
Well, I feel like because it came out when I was younger and now I'm an adult seeing it for the first time, I probably won't enjoy it as much as you three.
No, you'll like it.
No, yeah, it's good fun. Movie, yeah. It's a good fun movie.
Because there's a lot of people that say when they watch movies from their childhood, but they didn't watch them until they're adult.
I get it. You worry that it doesn't hold up and stuff. But
it's
luckily,
still a good time.
That movie holds up.
Yeah, and luckily there's nothing in it. Like, no,
I don't think there's any like special effects.
The rats.
Yeah.
And that was indicative of the time, the way those look. So it's not too bad. So yeah, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised.
It's been a long time since I've watched it all the way through.
Have you ever tried reading the book?
No.
The book is very weird because it's the movie takes its premise the way that the meta of it, like telling the story.
Mm-hmm.
Except in the book, the book had already been, I can't remember how it was. I've read it once a long time ago. So the author is writing from the perspective of already having written the book, and he's telling the story of writing the book, and while telling, I mean, it's
weird.
Yeah, it was. I remember enjoying it, but not as much as the movie.
Sure,
it was the movie,
everything's perfectly. Yeah, everybody's perfectly cast. That
Fred Savage.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, so you said what?
Five.
You said 5 out of 6.
And I wouldn't give it a 6 because I'm not interested.
It's
wrestling
on Netflix, right?
No, it's HBO.
So you can find it on YouTube. I can send you the link after the show.
I have HBO.
Oh, well, why do you fucking die?
Fancy. Well, I don't have HBO. I steal it from my mother-in-law.
There you go.
She lets you borrow it.
HBO. Yeah.
And her problem I have, not a problem, but like, of course, the first time you see Ric Flair, the documentary, he's making innuendos about how big Andre the Giant's cock was.
Yeah, well, that whole segment, but I found that and the farting segments hilarious.
Yeah.
So was it a normal-sized penis?
No.
No.
They never.
So it was like a baby arm?
He goes, well, yeah, he had a 24 size ring, if you know what I mean. And then, like,
then
there's a pause, and he goes,
and 24 inch shoes, so.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You do the math. Woo! Yeah, Hogan got all misty-eyed on it too, which was pretty good. And like Hogan, the thing about it is, I thought when he was featured heavily, because he had to be, because literally there would be no pro wrestling in its form now without Hogan being the biggest star, and there'd be no Hulk Hogan as a star if Andre hadn't put him over.
I want to see a documentary on Hogan.
Yeah, is he a villain now?
I think he's just, like Missy said, I think he's a sad figure. Mm-hmm. Like, he's made some poor, poor life choices.
But I mean, he made all that money from Gawker, right? They had to pay him like $50
million.
He was
never hurting for money.
No. Yeah.
He's never been hurting for money. It's just, he's just not. He's made bad career choices.
I think he's just kind of lived long enough to make a parody of himself.
He turned down the George Foreman grill, for Pete's sake. He was the first shot at it.
Was he really?
Yeah.
But I feel like
he tells that story.
I feel like in the last five, since he got remarried, I feel like he's been very contrite and very.
With you there.
He was a terrible human being at multiple points of his life.
Yeah. And the whole Bubba the Love Sponge or what, and the wife thing.
That was fucking weird.
You're involved. What did you expect was going to happen? You're involved with a guy that's essentially whoring his wife out.
Yeah.
You. So you got.
You know you're going to get that. That's going to be filmed. Like, there was no part of you that was like, yeah, this is probably a bad idea.
Yeah. Yeah. I loved seeing the notepads that Hogan wrote the match
that
out.
Cool.
That was kind of cool, too. Yeah. So, yeah, good thing. Let's segue from that, though, to another big event that happened in wrestling for just a little bit.
Just kidding.
Missy's favorite person in the world knocked it out of the park in her first WrestleMania match.
Ronda Rousey.
Oh, yeah. It was great.
Yeah, you watched it. We didn't. I didn't watch it.
So I broke down and got the network on Sunday night, and Kelly walks into the room. You guys saw this on Facebook, I'm sure, too. But Kelly walks in the room and goes, did you order this? And there's an awkward pause. I go, maybe. She goes, oh. And stormed out. And I'm just sitting there watching WrestleMania with my kids. And the best part, obviously, it was a Ronda Rousey match, and I thought the Charlotte Flair match was awesome, too.
Awesome, yeah.
We can talk about that real quick, but my favorite part as a dad was John, my son, who's 3, wasn't paying attention at all until The Undertaker came out. And, like, he just went, and, like, had this look on his face of total fear for 5 minutes.
And then, did he know who he was? Did he know?
No, he had no idea. And I played it up like, Undertaker's coming for you. Undertaker's going to come and get you tonight when you sleep. And he's like,
Dad of the year. Over there. That's like the Freddy Krueger of my generation.
Yeah, but then when I realized he was super, really honestly scared, I go, no, Undertaker's a good guy. No, see, everybody's cheering for him. Everybody likes him. He's like, okay, Daddy.
Is Kane still around?
Yeah.
Is he?
He's also running for mayor in Knoxville.
Oh, I thought that was over. I thought he won.
Did he?
I think he did. I think
good
he
for
won.
You, Glenn Jacobs.
Yeah, but
Isaac Kingham.
Yeah, DDS. Yeah, so Rousey, the expectations because of her name were high, but among the hardcore fans, the smart marks, mm-hmm. as they're called, nobody was expecting a lot. And she went out there and sold and got a reaction from the crowd on everything she did, and she looked good.
Did you watch the match, Missy?
No.
It's really good. It was really good.
I may have to check
it
out, but I still think she's a horrible actress. So that's why I'm surprised she sold
still,
it.
She still can't talk on the mic at all. But
it's got a little better.
I guess if you're starting from zero, when you get to a 2 out of 10, you're improved.
That's fair.
But as far as her physicality, I mean, you know she's going to be. And I told Missy, she's big. Yeah. She's not cutting weight, so she's allowed to bulk up. I mean, she's got guns out there. Mm. But, and overall, the whole WrestleMania was a huge success.
What did you get out of 6?
I didn't watch it. Okay. So, from what I read, it was like a 5.5 out of 6. From what I watched a little bit online, that stuff was on, like, the spots I watched were 6 out of 6s. Like the Shinsuke AJ match. Not as good as their Japan match, but still good.
I give the whole thing a 4 out of 6.
Daniel Bryan moment. You didn't like it?
Did you just watch highlights? Is that what you? Yeah. Okay, that's why you thought 6 out of 6.
The two best matches were the Ronda Rousey match and the Charlotte versus that was fantastic.
Which I think should have been the headliner because the Brock Roman thing was, and I guess we could talk about that a little bit. So I guess that was not only it was a squash match essentially, and I mean yes, Roman had his moments, but he got beat up and got a hard way cut. Like, so a real cut.
Do you think that was a hard way cut? I thought it was a bad blade.
Everybody says that it was a hard way.
Wow,
And then he got into a fight in backstage with Vince and threw the belt. And Shane had to make sure that they got in between them. And then
between Roman?
Brock and Vince, I mean, I'm sorry.
Why?
You know, his contract was up. And then he re-signed the next day.
Yeah, I don't know if I buy that part.
No, I think that Dana White was even teasing pictures that he thought it was a done deal, that he was coming back to the UFC. So I just think that – I think Brock's a cantankerous human being.
How old is that dude, though?
He might 40? Be too
– he might – 40
or is he 40s at this point?
Yeah.
Is he too old to fight?
I'm not drinking that beer because they don't pay me enough.
Yeah, it's not that he's too old. I mean, he's just such a physical marvel.
Until his body breaks down, while I keep going.
Yeah. So I thought, but I thought that the Flair Asuka match
was great.
It was monumental enough that could have headlined the way they went out and performed too.
Has there ever been a female headline?
Not WrestleMania, no.
Well, that's dumb.
Yeah.
No, now it will be because of the Me Too movement.
Has
SummerSlam ever had a women's match end it?
I don't know. I think the Royal Rumble thing we watched was the first time a women's match has ever headlined anything.
That was good.
Yeah.
Even though we set the women's movement back about 10 years.
Yeah, we were not good to the women. The women were out there slaving and killing it for us, and we were chauvinistic.
Look at
picks.
You guys and your white privilege.
Yeah.
White male privilege.
There was a lot of that night.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was nothing but white. as white as you get. A couple of prep schoolers. And
Wrestling's been, I don't really pay attention, but it's been all over Twitter this week. Like, something with Triple H's ladies and every article that you go to on, like, the trending articles is wrestling shit on. I guess, I don't know what it was.
It's after WrestleMania.
Yeah, that was, and then they announced that the greatest name ever, the greatest Royal Rumble, the 50 man.
That's Friday,
and
right?
50 women, something like that.
That seems like overkill.
Yeah, it's insane.
People are going to get hurt just by knocking heads together.
Well, I feel like it's weird that they're having a pay-per-view in Saudi Arabia, a country that's not exactly known for its fantastic human rights.
It's Dubai, though, right?
No, it's in Saudi
Arabia. Is it in Saudi Arabia?
Yeah.
I'll be darned. Yeah, that's big.
They just had their first fashion show last week.
Yeah, and women can drive now, so I think we talked about it.
I think they're only allowed to drive, like, a little bit.
Well, I read that
just on Wednesday.
One of the not the main guy in charge, but one of the princes, like he's really trying to change the world reputation of Saudi Arabia, and so that's why he's doing things like the fashion show and getting wrestling in there to like.
Well,
is he a millennial?
I believe so. I think he's against early 30s.
He is, but he also is like super corrupt. So I don't know. It's a weird thing.
Wrestling's always went there. They used to just do private shows though. So these oil mongers and these families would pay
sheiks,
and they would pay, and the wrestlers would always say it's kind of weird because you go over there and it's like 100 people watching 10 of the biggest wrestling stars in the world put on matches, and for no one. Not televised, not recorded. Yeah.
Well, like the fashion show, the article I read, there was no men were allowed to be in it at all. The only women could go and take pictures and everything, and all of the pictures have to be reviewed and approved by a board. Like no, like
so that's like the pain in the butt to get driving. Plus, the guys were just tired of going.
There's only groceries, so many ways you can sex up a hijab.
Yeah, and the rules were like hardcore. Like they could show ankle. That was basically about it. But I think it was about. It was mostly about colors.
I think I just
went
from 6 to midnight when you saw
that. The only thing I wear.
Eliza Schlesinger.
Yep.
Is that how you say her name?
That is it.
Yeah. She had an all-female comedy show.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was maybe within the last 6 to 8 months, and guys got offended that they couldn't go. I think that's bullshit.
You mean
the guys guys got offended?
No,
the whole crowd was women too.
The whole crowd, only women could go.
It's her right.
It was her. It was like her women empowerment thing, and that's why it was women only. But a guy got he was trying to sue her.
And sounds like just being a whiny bitch.
It was just that white privilege again. I'm sure.
What in the world is wrong with people to
like,
sue?
So what she had? I mean, there's. She should be able to do whatever she wants. It's not like she was killing people inside.
I will say this, though. If a dude threw an all-male cast, all-male crowd, people would be up in arms over that. Like, you're setting it, you know, I mean, I get why she did it, but it's just, like I said, I think we've won when we have to stop doing things like this. Like, when nobody says, you know, it's the first woman to do this or the first black person to do. When you say, hey, look what this person did.
Right.
Yeah.
I think when you intentionally go out of your way to...
I'm going to give this a shot.
Oh, man. We're about to get to...
So let's segue into what Science Man over here is doing.
You tell me how it is.
John Bender has put a pickle into a Bud Light.
Okay. For preface, I read a lot of articles on Esquire, and I don't know if it's the same...
I remember being 25.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the same guy or not. They do pretty good articles, a lot of political stuff and everything.
Pickle Man.
But somebody on there likes pickles, and they said to jazz up a Bud Light, put a pickle in it. So I'm
it can't make it worse. It can't make it worse. Make the Bud Light
and then
worse.
To follow that up, they had an article this week about mixing pickles and Oreos together, and apparently it's supposed to work. So we'll be trying that too.
I am not even by looking at
work I want to taste it. I want to see.
All right, let's try it.
Maybe I'll want one.
Oh, pickle light.
It does. It tastes like
a Bud Light with a pickle in it. It does not taste like great.
You have sold me on.
Is Bud Light's fine?
It's fine. It doesn't taste
it
any worse.
It actually smells like a rotten banana.
Yeah. Yeah.
God, I've agreed to at least try this.
Oh. It doesn't taste any worse or better.
It doesn't. It's not great, though.
Did I mention I got real drunk last night?
Yeah.
This is fine. This will...
All right, if you do it, I'll do it.
Right. It feels like it needs like tomato juice and the rest of the Bloody Mary to go with it.
Did you smell it first?
No, I'm not.
First off, I don't think I've ever smelled a rotten banana.
It's not a great.
You know, there is a. I think it's.
You know what? I don't like it.
No.
You don't or do?
It was not as bad as I thought, but
you hate pickles, so.
I hate pickles with a passion.
Schinerbach makes a pickle beer.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You know what? Second drink. It's good, but I do like pickles.
Yeah,
I think if you like pickles, I could see that being a good move for a Bud Light.
Like some people put salt in their Bud Light, right? That's a thing that people.
Yeah,
do.
It's this cut down on the carbonation.
Is that what that's
do?
For?
I don't know. You know what my brother does? It's so disgusting. When he gets a beer with head on it, he'll wipe the grease from his nose.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, ooh, that's.
I've
so
seen people do that.
Gross.
Yeah. The grossest thing is bloody beer.
Are people
like Clamato stuff?
Yeah. Just or either that or just a red beer is what I've always heard them called.
Yeah, I remember when I bartended, this guy one time came in as like a traveler and he's like, all right, I'll take a tall Coors Light and a can of tomato juice. I'm like, that's fucking weird, but here you go. And then he just poured the tomato juice in the beer. I go, what are you doing? Like, he goes, oh, you never seen a bloody beer before? I go, no. He's like, oh, it's like it's a big thing out in the West.
I don't think I would hate that.
I don't think it was a West thing. I think it was a big thing from the 70s into the 80s in that generation, like our parents. Because yeah. My parents,
I know,
they still do it.
My dad came home drunk one night after racquetball. I was young, and he was all.
How
he could,
many stories yeah. start with that?
But all he talked thing. About was tomato juice in a beer, and I was like, "What the hell is this dude talking about?" But yeah. he thought it was. The end all be all. He's like, this is awesome. And my mom was like, what the hell?
Speaking
wrong
of coming home and having your dad drunk, have your kids are older than mine. Have they like commented on you being drunk before?
Oh yeah.
I mean,
Rachel has more than him.
Your wife comments on you getting drunk.
Actually, yeah. The girls have both said, "Mom, we haven't seen you drunk. What are you like?" And I'm like, I don't know.
Loud. So amazing.
That's what the implication
yeah.
was there.
Well, they've seen my birthdays like that we've had here and yeah. that we've done. Yeah.
So they've seen you drunk.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, luckily I'm not like a obnoxious drunk. I'm pretty happy.
Yeah.
But a couple of times like where I've gotten to like put a point of disastrous drunk, and Missy's I think been there for him. She was gonna leave me in my car one night to sleep.
Yeah,
I sure was. Yeah. I wasn't What'd making you your big ass up.
No, I was just drunk as shit.
It was like his 35th birthday.
Yeah, and I was happy as could be. And man, when I hit the wall,
he found his second win on the car though, because he was like all the way home.
That's a good segue.
Yeah.
Speaking of talking, my wife talking, I think we've brought this up on the podcast before. My wife is known to sleep talk mm-hmm. and sleep actions.
Yeah.
So a couple nights ago, I'm laying in bed, and she had fallen asleep pretty fast, and I was about to really fall asleep instead of watching TV, and she rolls over and goes, "He's going to be fine." And I said, "Okay." She goes, and she makes the gesture to go with it. She goes, "Roll of the dice. Just gonna roll the dice." And I said, "You okay, sweetheart?" And I just, what I do in these situations is I give enough conversation to try to coax more back.
Yeah.
Who doesn't try and do that?
Because she answers me, but she doesn't answer the, she responds to the noise.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're having a different conversation. But and so I go, "You all right over there, sweetheart?" And she goes, it's all gonna work out. And then she goes right back to sleep.
So positive in your sleep dream.
I like that.
Oh, usually though, it's almost always hilarious.
Yeah.
And ends with her getting mad at me.
Nice.
So it'll be like,
because I wake up and I'm like, "Leave me the fuck alone."
She just goes, "Ugh!" goes around. I was like, "All right, I guess I had that coming."
Yeah.
Hey, I got a couple other notes of things. For instance, this was Coachella weekend. Did you guys?
Yeah, I saw that.
Also, Beyonce. It.
Yeah, so Destiny's Child reunited.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, well, not only did she bring out Destiny's Child, she brought out her sister, which I don't know why it was a big deal, but she also brought out Jay-Z.
Oh.
And I think she did. She had like
a
million dancers on the stage with her, or some shit like that.
The other big news there, and I do want to go back to this Beyonce thing because I got a question for you. But the other news I saw, apparently the Biebs punched dude that was assaulting a woman.
He sure did.
Good for him.
This dude grabbed some woman by the throat, and Super Bieber jumped in there and gave him a socking.
That was at a party.
That's nice.
Okay, I like the Biebs.
Not at Coachella. Oh, okay. I think it was at a Coachella party.
That's right. That's what I saw.
I saw Shania Twain hanging out with The Weeknd, Nicki Minaj, and Migos. What one of the guys from Migos. That's a weird group of
people. That's a weird group of people.
Back to Beyonce, though. She's bigger now than Destiny's Child ever was.
Oh, I thought you meant physically. I'm like, she just had twins. Leave her alone.
Yeah, what can you think of anybody else that's fame surpassed their
JT.
Their
original group?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ozzy probably did outside of Black Sabbath. But then, you know, he was always known. I mean, did JT, is he bigger after?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Steve Eric Winwood. Clapton?
Eric Clapton, Steve Winwood.
Yeah, well, more than Traffic.
Paul McCartney.
Yeah. Well,
no, I'm giving that one.
Yeah, but I also don't think that JT. I think JT maintained that fame, but I think that NSYNC was massive.
No. I think JT's bigger only for the fact that he's an actor and he did his own solo career and he stayed relevant this whole entire time.
I would imagine his albums have outsold NSYNC albums.
That NSYNC debut is the greatest selling debut album of all time.
I don't know.
Like, it was massive.
But, like, when you think of the 90s boy bands, do you think of NSYNC or Backstreet? I think of Backstreet first.
Well, I
probably think of Backstreet
first. I think so, too, but I think NSYNC actually was bigger.
I think they were bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I cannot name one Backstreet boy.
Is that Nick Lachey?
No, yeah. that was 98 degrees.
Yeah. That was the
Backstreet Boys.
That was the third or fourth part.
I prefer Backstreet.
Which one was Lance Bass in?
NSYNC.
Was
and then
Joey Fatone, the fat one. So yeah, they're the big one.
And so AJ McLean is back.
It's Backstreet, I think.
Okay, I don't know.
And Carter brother, is he the?
That's Backstreet. Yeah. He was a Backstreet. And Backstreet had the drug addict guy that.
That's AJ.
So that was Backstreet.
Well, I think it was all of them.
If you had to go if you could go to a Backstreet or an NSYNC concert, what would you go to?
Well, I'd have picked NSYNC.
Me too, because of Justin Timberlake.
But let's say Justin Timberlake can't play any solo songs.
I'd still go to NSYNC too.
I go to Backstreet.
Yeah.
What is NSYNC? NSYNC has what? Bye bye bye. As long as you love me. Wait, that's Backstreet.
I think so. But that No Strings album was also massive.
Yeah. So the members of Backstreet are AJ McLean, Howie D.
Oh yeah.
Nick Carter, Kevin Richardson, and Brian Littrell.
Okay.
I
can picture all their faces.
Yeah.
And who goes with
all
what
of the,
name?
All of the NSYNC guys had a pretty good... I mean, the majority of them have stayed relevant after, but obviously TJT's the biggest.
Yeah. And then...
Ike and Tina Turner. Tina got bigger after that.
Yep, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Sting.
Yeah, the Police after were the Police, big, yeah. But yeah, Sting went on to be mega huge.
What about Phil Collins?
Hard to say. Yeah, I would guess he did. I mean, he stayed famous at least. Yep. But Genesis was also a. I mean, well, and for that matter, Peter Gabriel. Yeah.
Peter Gabriel definitely.
I think
probably
his he was bigger than his Genesis. Correct. But then Phil Collins Genesis got super, a little more popular.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Peter Gabriel, the more talented of them, I think.
Yep.
Super talented musician. I like him. We had one of his songs at our wedding.
Peter Gabriel?
Book of Love.
That's the one of Terror Jerker.
That was my wedding song, too.
Scrubs. Yeah, copied.
No, bullshit. I had it first. You just got married first.
I think we actually chose it at the same time because of the Scrubs episode.
Season finale of Scrubs or series finale.
No, it was not. It was the Zach Braff finale.
Yeah, Zach Braff.
It went on for two more awful seasons.
Yeah, but those don't count.
Yeah, I know. I don't even watch those whenever I rewatch the show.
Has anybody checked out his podcast show yet? Because I'm sure.
I watched the first episode.
Was it good?
I enjoyed the first episode. I have not watched it since.
It's very Zach Braffish.
Yeah, Braffish. That's a thing.
He's a very punchable face.
Yeah. I can see that.
But that's why he worked as JD.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That big nose is approachable?
I just want to...
Punchable,
yeah. I want to... I mean, I can't... I want to keep watching the show just for Turk's appearance, because he's got to come on it. There's some of...
I'm sure he'll do, just like Courtney Cox did on Cougar Town, brought in all the Scrubs people.
That was the best, because Zach Braff...
And Friends people.
Yeah, was at the very end of it as the pizza guy.
Oh, really?
That was on Cougar Town,
I never watched that show.
It was... All
that was
Cougar
a funny
Town
show.
People.
Underrated show.
Yeah.
I thought it was really good.
I thought it lost some steam when it switched networks,
mm-hmm.
but it was still worth watching.
I think it was silly that they called it Cougar Town. I don't know how much of the storyline they had thought out when naming it, because she was not a cougar after, season one?
Yeah, and they even...
Yeah, wasn't she married or whatever?
She ended up marrying Tiny Eyes, the neighbor across the street.
Dime Eyes,
that's what it was. Yeah.
I think they called them both.
Yeah, and... they also made fun of the name in the opening. They'd always put underneath in parentheses because it was something new all the time. And every once in a while, it's like, does anyone still not understand why this show? Or that, you know, it would say things like that all the time.
Like Futurama did.
Did her son ever hook up with that one chick?
They got married and had a kid.
Aww.
Yeah. They had the kid first, I believe.
That's weird.
Who?
Her son and her friend, what's her name? What was her name in real life?
In real life, it's Busy Phillips.
Yeah, Busy Phillips character. Mm. Yeah.
She was getting busy.
Phillips. Yeah, she on the episode.
She's a whore.
We're going to keep talking TV shows. We watched the the first episode of the last season of New Girl on Friday night.
We did too, yeah.
I did not like it. I thought it was trying way too hard.
I thought the ending of the episode was horrible.
I'm not sold on it yet. I don't know that I enjoy the direction yet, but... You know, there were still funny things.
Yeah, I mean,
and Schmidt together is always great.
Yeah, I just was like, man, you guys are trying really freaking hard.
Well, they
want to
really deliver, so it's a fine line. Like, you want to make sure you get in all the good jokes. You only have
eight
episodes.
I'm afraid it's going to be like the last season of How I Met Your Mother that was just god awful.
Aren't we only getting eight episodes, though?
Yeah, that's it.
I don't know.
It's eight episodes.
Yeah. Now, speaking of triumphant returns, I don't mind telling you guys this, but Jersey Shore still awesome.
Totally
is it?
Yes.
I've never watched 1 minute of any of those.
Is Paulie like 45 now?
No, they're all younger than us.
Yeah, they're
are they?
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Do they all still have hair that's like as solid as Paulie
is,
rock?
The guy's the only one that doesn't look like he's changed.
None.
And I don't even know how that's possible because he tans, so he should look 45.
And Vinny looks better because he's on keto and
he's
slim.
Keto Guido.
Ronnie's a little bulkier, you know, kind of like a guy that used to work out a lot.
And all the chicks had stuffed under their face, so yes, they all look better.
What was the other girl? The Sookie?
Snooki.
Snooki.
Yeah, Snooki, Jay Weil, and Dina. And then the Jersey Dump, Angelina, she's coming back.
The Jersey Dump.
That's what they called her, yeah.
You think I look like a dirty hamster?
Yeah, who you calling a dirty hamster? Yeah, I tell you, we loved that. That was probably the first show
that you guys...
As a couple,
together.
Yeah.
No, we watched Dexter as a couple, too.
Yeah, but you were
Paulie's older than me. I knew he was older than me.
But you
How
are,
old is he?
Paulie is going to be 38
Okay,
July.
Younger than us,
shit.
Though.
Oh, nobody cares about you two. Then I didn't realize he was way older.
That was like the joke.
He was the oldest on the show. But, but when he was on there, he was in his late 20s, so he was still fine.
I haven't watched anything on MTV since.
Well, yeah, but we also do the challenge. So.
Yeah. But it has to be. What was that Ridiculousness? But what was that show that he did before Ridiculousness?
Robin Big. That was great.
Fantasy Factor. Yeah. That was the last show I watched.
I
on
love
MTV.
That show too.
That was fun.
I'm a fan of MTV.
Yeah, they bring
not
up
all MTV shows. But
isn't that guy dead? Isn't Big dead?
Yeah,
he
died of a heart attack, right?
Yeah, something. Yeah.
Who's dead?
Big from Robin Big.
Don't know who that is.
You never watched Robin Big?
Mm-mm.
You didn't watch Fantasy Factory?
Holy the skateboarder dude and his
holy shit.
His bodyguard.
Oh, is that on MTV?
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds familiar.
So we're all in on Jersey Shore again.
Are you?
Yeah. So
what do we really watching? Have a Jack Spade case? How gay are you?
Oh, super
Jesus
gay.
My God. You could only one up that by wearing a fucking Vineyard Vine shirt.
I got the new iPhone X,
yeah,
and I needed a case.
I put a roadmap to that joke. You can see that one happening. last thing I've got, did you see the Captain Marvel Flacco Zachary Levi got this past week?
No.
So the pictures of him in the suit, it does look like padding. And people are body shaming Zachary. Well, no, they had to put padding in it.
Well, so he's not a buff dude.
Well, they released a selfie. He's Chris Pratted it up. You know,
okay.
He's buff.
Yeah.
But the haters, even though they're haters and trolls, they are right. When you look at the picture of him with his shirt off, it is smaller than him in the suit. There is definitely padding in the suit.
These are haters that...
I thought Captain Marvel was a girl.
No, that's...
Miss Marvel.
Oh.
Captain Marvel's DC.
These haters are people that don't work out
and
fat.
He's Captain Marvel's
name. Is that his name?
Yeah, Shazam is the name of the wizard that gives him his powers.
I did not know that. Yeah.
What's that?
No, these haters are not in shape.
Oh, no, definitely not.
You can't criticize. You're, one, not out there making movies. Two, you're not taking care of yourself, probably.
Yeah,
you're sitting on the computer making fun of people.
I want to see it now.
Yeah, you got to look it up. So,
wait, what are Shazam's powers?
He's Superman, only magic-based.
But isn't he like a kid?
He's a Billy Batson as a kid when he says the word Shazam, not like...
Does he say it like that with that inflection?
No, that's from... Andy Griffith. That was Gomer Pyle. Shazam! So when he says it, he turns it the wizard Shazam powers him, gives him the power, and that stands for the strength of Hercules. Let's see, the S. I can't remember what I'm on. I know it's the speed of all this crazy stuff. So he's super powerful.
Yeah. Captain Marvel in the Marvel Universe is a woman. It's Carol Danvers or whatever.
And she's probably the most popular now. So
She'll be in... she's getting her own movie, right?
That's the Phase 4 pictures they've showed has it. So
yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta look it up. You guys want to try an Oreo with a pickle?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm already on my pickle.
I'm going to watch you two do it first, too. This is still...
So, Super Troopers 2 comes out this weekend.
I want to go see it.
I can't see it. Brian asked me to see it the other day.
Why? Why can't you see it?
I'll be out of town.
I'll be in a spring.
He just physically...
When do you come back in town?
Sunday night.
Oh, yeah. I'm not
this
waiting.
Is totally against my diet.
I'm not. Oh,
so many
Sunday.
Carbs in this one.
We'll be back.
Do you take off the top?
No, apparently you're just supposed to put the pickle on top.
She just interrupted our conversation. But no, we will be back in town because Hayden has softball practice at 2 on Sunday, and then after that I'm free.
You want to try to see it next week?
Pickle. I would like to go see it on Sunday. Right, here goes a bite.
Oh, hold on.
All right, so our esteemed colleagues here, Bender and Missy, are eating pickles of Oreos.
It's the salty-sweet mixture. Mm. That's not really not bad.
It's really good. It does taste good. That's fucking weird. I'm not eating more than one, but it does taste good.
I can't do it. I hate pickles. Nope, so I'm bad. Done. I hate pickles.
You don't even taste the... You're the lying. Pickle part, it's You're salty.
No,
it's salty.
It just makes like a salty Oreo. That's really good.
It actually brings out the chocolate taste more, wow. I think.
You guys got to try this. These are pussies.
I'm getting...
That's fine.
Yeah.
I just want to see Jeremy throw up on the air. I mean, nobody else will see it, but
I might do it. It's I'm actually pussing out the biggest I ever have in food stuff because the thought of it, it almost made me throw up.
It's weird because it totally fucking works.
Yeah.
So
it's way better than the beer and the pickles.
So that's kind of your Bender science segment right there.
Yeah, that's all I really brought.
that's a pretty good one.
Everything I brought.
So I guess, you know, I don't know. I didn't bring anything else, so do you have anything else to talk about?
I forgot. I did have something.
Did you look at the pictures of Zachary Levi?
We started doing this, but no. The only other science thing I thought was I read an article on a turtle this week that breathes out of its nuts, which I thought was pretty cool.
That's science-y.
Yeah.
A turtle breathes out of its nuts?
It can breathe out of its gonads. Huh. And it's That's called the... Here, hold on. I got it right here. The green-haired turtle that breathes out of its genitals is added to the endangered species list. It is called... The Mary River Turtle, and it grows algae on its head, so it looks like a mohawk, which I thought was pretty cool.
Oh, that is cool.
That is fun.
It looks like a turtle that would fight the turtles.
Yeah, it does. It looks like a Ninja Turtle bad guy. But, and it can breathe out of its testicles, which I thought was pretty fun and interesting.
It is a weird thing.
Yeah, and I was like, if you don't believe in evolution and then you hear about that turtle, you have to believe in evolution after that, right? Like
creatures that do evolve, yeah.
I don't think that would be the one that would get people who don't believe to believe in it.
That's not your closer.
I don't know, man. It's got to be up there. Like, why would the Lord make this turtle breathe out of its testicles? That seems weird.
Yeah. No, I mean, it definitely is an argument against intelligent design. There's no way around that.
And the only other thing is, did any of you guys watch those Netflix movies, like the million of them that they got now? Rachel and I pulled the trigger on Mudbound the other night. Any of you guys watch
that? No, which one is that?
It's set in right after World War II in Mississippi, and it's about a white family and a black family on the same farm. And it is fucking heavy. Like, just like the heaviest movie I think I've watched in a long time. It was good. It was really good. But it's just, you know, it's about two guys coming home from the war. One was the white guy, one was the black guy, and they're both having trouble. And then the you know, black guy coming home basically and being treated like shit, you know, in his own. He fought for his country and then he's treated like shit. But it was a good movie. You should watch it.
Yeah, we should. But speaking of heavy, how's that for a heavy, beefed up Chuck?
Oh, there you go.
So that's him. Yeah. That's him. Okay.
See, hold on. You keep moving it. He looks kind of fat.
Well, and I'm going to show you what he looks like with his shirt off because he had to release, you know, he released something in response saying, I am, this is me or whatever, you know. So I've got to find it because.
Chuck's a great show.
Yeah, it was a good show.
I never watched it.
What?
It
was
good.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's right up your alley.
I thought you did.
No, we had this conversation on the podcast once before.
That oddly worked. Like, it's still, like, the taste is still in my mouth. Yeah. And
I'd agree with the way you said
maybe
that.
Maybe I do want a second
oddly
one.
Worked.
Yeah. It's weird.
You guys need a second one. You got problems.
I'm going to have the kids try this when I get home.
Yeah. You think they'll try it?
Yeah, I do.
So this is him with his shirt off. Not also
or the
not.
Movie?
Yeah, that's a nice looking fellow there.
But that is not him. The other picture is that's his. The chest is bigger. If you look at it, the arms are oddly. And but I'm not. I'm fine. They shouldn't body shame him. Yeah. I mean, he shouldn't be hated on.
Maybe he just had a lot of carbs that day.
Maybe he was. It was retaining water.
It was his bulk day.
So anyway. Everybody's on. That movie is going to live or die with how much The Rock is in it, though.
Is The Rock in it?
He's Black Adam, who's
the bad guy, right?
Yes and no. Black Adam is a bad guy, but he's not necessarily a bad guy. I mean, he does. bad things, but he usually does it for, you know, good reasons. He's protecting his country.
Yeah.
He's, you know, but yeah, he's the exact same thing as Captain Marvel is,
uh-huh.
only with doesn't have any restrictions. He murders, he does whatever he wants. So
how did the Rampage reviews come out?
It's slightly beat A Quiet Place to take over the top spot.
Really?
And I hear from everything I've read, people are being positive on it.
Yeah, I heard the one headline I read said best video game movie, which is a pretty low bar.
Yeah, but, like, speaking of valedictorian at summer school, that is not a tough competition.
Yeah, but you know, it looks fun. A Quiet Place looks all the reviews on that are
98%
awesome.
Holding at 98% Rotten Tomatoes.
I think that's a movie I want to watch at home though.
They say don't. They say go to the theater to watch it. They said because of how the first 30 minutes have no dialogue and how they bring you in, and when people start jumping, they say it is a communal experience that is really amplified. So
the lady who sits behind me at work, she's a little older, she's in her 50s, and she went and saw it last week, and she's like, it's not a movie for me. She's like, there's no dialogue in the whole movie. I'm like, I think that was the point.
Yeah. Everyone is
called A Quiet Place.
Stephen King called it one of the most inventive horror movies ever made.
Everybody's really in on it.
That's a grand slam for Krasinski, solidifying himself.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's like his third movie that he's directed, apparently.
Is it?
Yeah. I never watched the other one.
He says he's open to coming back as Jim Halpert.
Yeah, if they bring that back.
He wants to play Mr. Fantastic.
He would be a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be a good one. Finally, if they ever make a good one. But anyway.
I did have one more thing. So,
all right. No, you're good.
Since we're in the movie thing, I found this article kind of interesting. Collider had 7 cinematic universes that never got off the ground. And
John Carter of Mars.
No, that one's not on here.
I'll be darned.
Oddly. The first one was Dark Universe, which was... they did 2 movies. They did the Mummy, Tom Cruise.
Monster movie.
Yeah, Universal Monster movies. That's apparently it's dead now because the Mummy failed so hard.
Yeah, Dracula and the Mummy were the two of them.
Yeah, which I thought the Dracula one was pretty good. I never watched the Mummy.
But it was pretty hard to tie it into anything else.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. Then they had X-Men Origins, which I don't know how that didn't get off the ground when they had like 700 movies.
Yeah, wait. Well, X-Men Origins was the...
Wolverine first movie. But he's had 3 movies, so that doesn't make sense to me.
Was that the X-Men, or was First Class was the reboot.
Oh, you know what it was? Because they wanted to spin it off and do like a Magneto, and they wanted to do all these other, and they never ended up doing it.
Yeah, because they made bad movies.
Yeah, they were awful. This one was Amazing Spider-Man. They had a whole big plot for Spider-Man 3, and they just killed it after Amazing Spider-Man 2.
This is the Garfunkel.
Andrew Garfield.
Andrew Garfunkel. I just want to
call him Garfunkel, too.
Yeah, Andrew Garfield, Spider-Man. Okay.
Yeah, King Arthur.
Oh, yeah, that was just dead.
Fucking awful. Did you watch it?
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's
so
bad.
That movie died when they signed the deal to make that movie. That universe was
done. I thought that movie looked like a super cool music video. Like, the whole time, but it was just fucking...
Guy Ritchie's got to capture his magic again.
Yeah.
He's losing a little bit of it.
This one I really was kind of excited for, and I don't think it's going to happen now, but the MIB and 21 Jump Street, come together. I was like, that would be fucking hilarious.
Literally no sense made.
No, but it still would have been hilarious. And then the DC expanded universe, it's failing and flailing all around.
Oh, yeah, but they're still going. I mean, Aquaman's almost
trying,
coming out, you know? So and then Flash is going to get made.
Is it? I thought Flash was dead.
I think it's delayed. They changed the name, all kinds of stuff. Who knows? Not good. Not going to work here anymore.
Brian was telling me, I was talking to my buddy last night, he said that the Justice League was pretty good. He goes, I know everybody shit on it, but I thought it was fine.
I haven't watched it yet.
I haven't watched it either. I don't want to spend money on it.
Well, let's go ahead and get to the next segment, and we'll throw it to Missy and see what she's got.
Well, I got nothing.
I didn't think so.
Shocking.
Yeah, Bender, you just kind of brought a bunch. Do you have anything else?
No, just a bunch of random shit I brought.
What about you, buddy? You got to at least weigh in on the...
Well, I guess the season's over.
Yeah, unfortunately.
The first time in 7 years, maybe? I can't remember now. No playoff hockey for the city of St. Louis.
What an odd way for the year to end. They got super hot.
Yep.
What, 6-7 games in a row, something like that?
They were fantastic in October and November. They were god-awful in December, January, and February. They got hot again in March, and then they ended up with
They played their way back into the playoffs and then had a heartbreaking loss that essentially knocked them out of the playoffs, and then they ended up having the ability to make the playoffs on the final game of the season, And your tweeting during the game was great. Tarasenko going out. And,
oh, they were done once that happened.
Yeah.
They were totally cooked. So, even if they had won that game, they wouldn't have gone anywhere.
So what's next year? What is the
what's next for those St. Louis Blues? I think they're going to have to make some roster changes. Going to have to...
Did the coach just quit?
No, Yo's still there.
Yeah. Now, Ken Hitchcock,
that's who
he retired in Dallas, our former coach. 1 year in Dallas, and now he's done.
The big question, though, is what are you going to spend your $300 on? That you were going to buy playoff tickets.
Probably my kids.
Yeah. Vineyard Vine shirts.
Yeah, Vineyard Vine shirts. Yeah.
Matching.
Yeah.
For the
you can get matching shirts with the kids. That would be so
we've
awesome.
Done that before for Easter. It's so great.
Oh,
man.
Rich and those, I won't do that.
Well, Missy won't even wear a matching shirt with me.
I won't. If Rachel's wearing a blue shirt, I'll change.
Missy's the same way.
Yeah, can't do it.
And we never do it on purpose, but if we do have a couple of shirts that
like
are the
beer
same.
Beer festival shirts and stuff
like that. But if I put, she comes downstairs and I'm wearing it, she's like, ah, man.
Yeah.
She goes back upstairs.
Does that happen often?
It does a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
A few times a year.
Yeah.
More than it really
enough
should.
To be a thing.
Yeah.
What else you got? Anything else?
I was going to talk about that Andre the Giant documentary, but...
We did that.
We already did that, so...
Cardinals all got off to a sluggish start, but it looks like they're about to win their fourth in a row and get back...
Those Reds are a bad team. That might be the worst baseball team I've ever seen.
Yeah, they're pretty bad.
Worse than the Major League?
Well, Cincinnati Reds...
Cleveland Indians?
If the Reds lose today, I think they're going to be 2-14.
It's a good start.
Not so good.
They're on pace to lose 100 games, which is a black eye. That is a benchmark for bad teams.
You know what's not good? The pickle at the bottom of the beard.
Oh, Lord.
So gross. It just turns my stomach every time you mention it.
You know what? I'm going to start bringing more random shit to eat on the podcast.
You should. That's your new shtick.
Yeah, you got some shticks, man.
Yeah.
We were talking about it recently. Me and Tom were talking about it, how I think you're the biggest, and this is a compliment, you're the biggest character on the show.
Yeah, I try.
Well, I don't even think you have to. I think...
No, actually, I really don't try. It's just...
The way we give you shit when you're not around.
Yeah.
The fact that you have a science segment, and now you're...
Eating,
trying to make me throw
shit.
Up, which is I don't have a weak stomach. I just don't like pickles. And
what if I drip?
I did not know you didn't like pickles.
Oh,
can I drip some pickle juice on an Oreo and have you taste it that way?
No, no. God.
I think you have to have the.
No, it is. You have to have the pickle.
You gotta. It's like the whole kind of like the crunchy like of the pickle, but then also like the. After the initial crunch, it's soggy with the, like the hardness of the cookie. It works. It fucking works.
Yeah, everything you're saying sounds to me like...
You know what I want
to
do now? I want to put them together, deep fry them, and then eat them. I bet that would be so good.
I do like fried pickles.
You've been smoking some dope before you came out there.
I do like fried pickles somehow.
Really?
Yeah, fried pickles aren't bad.
Yeah.
They have to be chips, though.
I don't...
Fried pickle spears are
I think the breading takes
no,
out
I couldn't
the...
do that.
I don't know. I think it's a texture thing for me. Pickles.
I ate hot wings yesterday at two different restaurants.
Which one had the better ones?
Oh, I couldn't tell you how those ones at Shamrock tasted.
Delicious.
Shamrock's got good wings.
Yeah, no, but I didn't have...
tasted the same.
I wasn't driving at that point.
Gotcha.
So I was
on
trying
autopilot.
To eat them.
Jesus took the wheel, huh?
Also have a conversation, and you mashed almost the whole plate. You left me three.
No, I didn't know that. It was a heavy night.
I'm like, I'm trying to talk. Can you slow down while you're eating?
No.
Save me some?
The answer was no.
Yeah.
We had a good time though, so I don't know that we got anything else today though.
No, I think that's
felt like a short episode, but we're right at almost an hour, so
that's perfect. We know how to stretch shit out
in our wheelhouse.
Yeah,
yeah. So then I will guess we will go ahead and say our goodbyes.
I
just did
first.
That just to
I
see if they were
going
to do it. Yeah, he just knows. Unless I don't look at him, he won't say a word. Go ahead, Tom.
Let's go, Blues.
Mm.
Try pickles and Oreos. That's my sign off.
And today. When you do, hold on to your butts.
Yeah, and then hold on to your butts. And then tweet us a picture. Somebody else try this. That'd be fucking fun.
Yeah, hashtag pickle cookie.
Yeah.
And pickle send it to or pickle beer. Either one you want to do.
Hashtag, the pickle beer sucked. Do the pickle cookies.
Do them both. Either or.
Do them together.
Weigh in and tell us your thoughts on it.
Ooh, let's put an Oreo in a beer and see what that tastes like.
Oh, that came out.
Like we were
that can't be good.
And Missy.
Bye.
All right, we're playing Zay in a second.